Brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning we welcome Father Daniel Pecci. Father Daniel is a Benedictine monk of Conception Abbey in Conception, Missouri. And we welcome him to our parish because he is what's called the director of oblates. What an oblate is a lay man or woman who really tries to live the spirituality of Saint Benedict. And Saint Benedict and his rule is all focused on prayer and work dedicated to the glory of God. And so we welcome the oblates of Conception Abbey to be with us at this Holy Mass. Father Daniel also works in the seminary, in Conception Seminary, to which we send many of our seminarians during their college years. And so we thank him for his service to the church and also your service to form our young men to become holy and good priests. So thank you so much, Father Daniel. It's good to be with us this weekend. The last couple of days, I had the unique opportunity to attend a conference here in Wichita. It was held at St. George Orthodox Cathedral, of all places. On the east side of town, there was many Catholics there, however, as well. And the theme of this conference was friendship. And as I sat there, I reflected upon my own life and the many friends that I have made, especially in my years of university and in seminary, my friendships among priests, and also my friendships among families. And I thought that this would be such a pertinent topic for us today. Friendship. Especially because we form a parish family. And hopefully that when we come to Sunday Mass, we can identify a few people who we are able to truly call friends. Because this is what makes us a great parish. We are united in the love of God. We are united in our faith. And this love that we have for one another is friendship. Right? Being human means that we are relational beings. Means that as what makes us human is that we are made for relationships. If we go back to the book of Genesis and we notice when Adam is created, before Eve is created, remember that Adam was not created to be alone. Until Eve was created, there was something missing. There was something missing in his life because man is created, the human person is created to be in a relationship with other persons. And so this is why it's very natural for us, what makes us human, it's very natural for us to make friends. We need companionship. We need friends in our lives. And so I think it's an important question to ask is, what is a friend? What is a friend? It's something that we don't think about very often. But simply put, friends are two or more people who love the same thing. That's what a friend is, on a very simple level. Two or more people who love the same thing. For example, I have many friends, of course, who are priests because we share something. We share, of course, the priesthood, of course. But we share a love of the church. I have other friends, and they're friends because we share a love for baseball or sports. I have other friends because we share a love for food. So you can kind of see my likes, right? These are friends that I enjoy being with. I enjoy being with, we enjoy the company of our friends. Yet this is not the highest form of friendship. True friendship is when we love our friend. We love our friends so that we desire what is best for them. That's really what friendship is. A true friend is when we help the other person grow closer to God. In the Old Testament, the book of Sirach, the Bible tells us, it describes to us the value of friendship. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, says, "Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one finds a treasure." Notice, the value of having one true friend, the Bible calls a treasure. It goes on, "Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth." Again, faithful friends are life-saving medicine. Those who fear God will find them. Those who fear the Lord enjoy stable friendship. For as they are, so will their neighbors be. So we are who our friends are. They help to shape us and form us, and they lead us to God. In today's second reading, St. Paul speaks about the fact that many of us live with great anxiety. Anxiety about the things of the world. And all we have to do is turn on the news and we recognize how much division and confusion there is in society. And so that's why it's important for us as Christians, as Catholics, to cultivate good friendships. Good friendships. That we may have good friends, persons that we can trust, persons who are faithful, persons that will challenge us and lead us to God, lead us to that which is good and that which is true and that which is beautiful. And so I think that it's good for us to take a moment and to examine the types of friendships that we have. Think about your closest two or three friends. And ask yourself, why am I a friend with that person? Be interesting. Why do I enjoy that friendship? Are they friendships that are built upon a shared enjoyment of something? What do you enjoy together? What do you share? Or are these friends a higher form of friendship? Are they friendships that are built upon a desire to want what is best for that person? Are these friendships that lead each person to Jesus Christ? These are the friendships that Jesus wants us to have. Jesus himself had friends. If we think about it, if we go back to the Gospels, he was friends with his disciples. He also had closer friends in the 12 apostles in whom he confided. And Jesus, if we really think about it, Jesus also desires to be friends with us. In the Gospel of John, remember this, John 15. In John 15, Jesus describes, he says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus, in offering his life on the cross for each and every one of us, desires to establish this friendship with us. He goes on in the next line. Again, this is John chapter 15. He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Remember how two or three weeks ago I spoke about in my homily that God has a will for us, that he has a plan for each of us, and that we should trust that plan and do his will. Jesus tells us that we establish a friendship with him when we do his will, when we follow his commands. And lastly, Jesus goes on again, the next line, again, John 15. He says, "I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father." Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus desires to be friends with us. And what are all friendships founded upon? All of our human friendships, they're primarily founded upon conversation, right? If we didn't speak with our friends often, if we didn't catch up with them, if we didn't share with them our desires and our feelings and our successes and our failures, we wouldn't necessarily be able to call them friends. Friendship is founded upon communication. And so what is our friendship with Jesus founded upon? It's prayer. If you're ever wondering, Father, what should I do when I come to the Adoration Chapel? Or what should I do when I pray at home? Make it simple. Speak to Jesus as a friend. Speak to him as the friend that he is. On a related note, this week is Catholic Schools Week. I promise this is related. First of all, I want to thank the children for the students for participating in a special way this morning at Mass. But I would also say that the purpose of a Catholic school is friendship. Now, at first, that strikes us as strange, strikes us as maybe odd. But let's think about that for a moment. There is a friendship that exists among our teachers at Christ the King Catholic School. And at school, the students become friends among themselves. And most importantly, the whole purpose of a Catholic education is that the children become friends with Jesus. Isn't this the whole purpose of being Christian? The whole purpose of being Catholic? That we come to know and to love Jesus on such an intimate level that we are able to call Jesus friend. In just a few moments, our Lord will come to us in Holy Communion. Our Lord will come from heaven to this very altar to establish a Holy Communion with us. Now, take that word, communion. How do we get the word communion? We put two words together. Common union. Is this not what friendship is? Jesus comes to establish his friendship with us in the Holy Eucharist. If a friend is something, somebody that we share something in common with, a common union with that person, Jesus comes to establish this holy common union, this holy communion with each and every one of us, this communion between us and God. And so let us thank him for the gift that he gives us of himself in the Holy Eucharist, as Jesus comes to us not as a stranger, but Jesus comes to establish a holy communion with us. He comes as friend. Amen.